You're listening to SBS News.
Chanting "Case Saeed, you scumbag, brave men have come for you," several hundred protesters rallied in Tunis, the capital of Tunisia, to demand the resignation of President Kais Saied. Dismissing most of the 2014 constitution, President Saied gave himself the power to rule by decree on Wednesday. 2 months ago, he sacked the Prime Minister, suspended Parliament, and assumed executive authority. As many as 2,000 people attended the rally at the iconic National Theatre, where Tunis has seen most of its major demonstrations. This protester summed up the crowd's feelings.
No to collecting all the authorities. No to overthrowing and burning the constitution. No to violating freedoms. No to overthrowing the constitutional oversight body of laws. Our freedoms are a red line. We want to divide the powers, the executive, the legislative and the president's authority.
More than a dozen national and international human rights groups have issued a statement at the weekend condemning the president's actions, which they warn are a first step towards authoritarianism. Amna Ben Hmaid is a politician with the Ennahda, or Renaissance Party, Tunisia's largest political party.
We express our rejection of the measures taken by the President of the Republic, especially the decrees he issued regarding suspending the constitution and indirectly dissolving parliament and state institutions.
Police maintained a heavy presence around the demonstration and set up barricades. The crisis has endangered the democratic gains that Tunisians won in the 2011 revolution that triggered the Arab Spring protests and has slowed efforts to tackle an urgent threat to public finances. President Saied has said his actions, which his opponents have called a coup, are needed to address a crisis of political paralysis, economic stagnation, and a poor response to the coronavirus pandemic. He's promised to uphold rights and not become a dictator. This protester, Suhail Harati, is unconvinced.
The most important demands are the return of the constitution and the parliament. There is no country in the world without a parliament and without a constitution, and there is no country in the world in which a person has monopoly on all authorities, and we are against it. Even the ousted dictator Ben Ali did not monopolize all power the way Kais Saied did. This is very strange.
President Saied still has wide support among many Tunisians who are tired of corruption and poor public services, and he says his hands are clean. Dozens of his supporters, like Sondes Hamdani, appeared at the demonstration.
Their demands are all lies, because they always talk about the unemployed and the poor. But where have they been for 10 years? What have they done in the past 10 years? By the way, I elected Ennahda before, but I found that it gave zero results. That's because they only serve their own interests.
Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates and Egypt have indicated their support for President Saied's actions. The president hasn't put any time limit on his seizure of power, but says he would appoint a committee to help draft amendments to the 2014 constitution and establish a true democracy in which the people are truly sovereign. Alan Lee, SBS News.